can arrest yourself just by doing nothing. Because you've convinced yourself that excuses are the only thing that make you happy anymore. Excuse to drink. Excuse to eat the wrong food. Excuse to go to the wrong place, to hang out with the wrong people. And next you become that. And you become trapped in it.
Attack Life, Not Others, with Tim Hoover and Steve Mittman.
You know, in the martial arts world, and everybody that listens to this podcast that you and I have the blessing of doing, right? So there's two words that hit me right away. One is success and the other one is excuses. And so I see a tremendous amount of success for people who invest their time. Their bodies change, their minds change. Everything changes over a period of time. And if they're willing to put the commitment in, and if they have a good base of friends there and a good instruction, the change is pretty cool to see. And it's success. It doesn't mean that it's marked by a belt. It doesn't mean that you have to have a black belt to be successful or whatever. You just see this success as it changes through time. And it's a positive thing. But then on the negative side, the other word that I hear the most is, well, I couldn't make it. I got this going on. Well, I got the excuses. Excuses, excuses, excuses. And, you know, my good friend who listens to this podcast mentioned to me the other day about letting the old man in. And we talked about this a couple weeks ago, about letting the old man in, letting the young man in, letting whoever in. It starts with excuses. You don't have to be old. You can be any age. Excuses, excuses, excuses. It's like they say about, I bet you can't eat just one of those potato chips. No, you can't. Once you have one, you're going to have two, then you're going to have three. And then the next thing you know, the bag is empty. Now, I'm not saying don't eat potato chips, but the bottom line is I cross-reference it to my detective agency. We had talked about this before many years ago. I remember on the podcast, we talked about excuses, and now I've seen so many people that sat down in that chair, looking them straight in the eye. I didn't steal anything. Okay, let's talk about it a little bit. So tell me about what you do. Well, I didn't steal anything. All right. I took a couple rolls of toilet paper. I said, oh, really? Well, let's talk a little bit more. All right. Okay. Yeah, I did take some cash. Oh, you did? Yeah, I did. I was broke that week and I need some. Oh, how much did you take? Maybe $20. All right, let's talk a little bit more. Yeah, later on, a year down the road, I think over the whole year, I probably took about $5,000. Really? Okay. That's how an interrogation works. That's how an interview works. A little bit here, a little bit there. And it's amazing when you sit down with people. At the end of the day, I can remember we started with a car part. I think we started with a tire, and it ended up being a 1969 Camaro, the whole thing. He took in pieces. So excuses are like stealing. You take just a little thing at a time, and the next thing you know, you start inviting it all in. And the next thing you know, you're not getting up anymore. You're not moving anymore. And you use the word arrest. So when somebody steals, they're arrested. You can arrest yourself. You can arrest yourself just by doing nothing because you've convinced yourself that excuses are the only thing that make you happy anymore. Excuse to drink. Excuse to eat the wrong food. Excuse to go to the wrong place, to hang out with the wrong people. And next you become that and you become trapped in it. And you're no longer a part of a positive influence anymore. Now, the opposite side of that is conquer it with just positive things, just a little bit. Eat one blueberry rather than one chip. Start with a piece of fruit in the morning rather than a donut. Hang around with one positive person rather than 10 negative people. So maybe try to change your life through just little inches at a time rather than getting carried down by a bunch of negative people and negative things that you're doing and you know you shouldn't be doing.
Thank you for listening to Attack Life, Not Others. For more on our way of life through the martial arts, go to attacklifenotothers.com.
This has been a Mittman Media creation. Mittman Media.com.